Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The weekend's downpour likely to continue for one more day before a massive and slow-moving low-pressure system finally moves out of the Northern Rockies. The weekend storm has been dousing parts of the state, especially in western Montana, creating flash flood conditions and even leaving a few inches of wet snow in the high country. Forecast is for conditions to stay rainy today, easing off, but with a lingering threat of showers and thunderstorms pretty much statewide, and the Weather Service watching for another surge of moisture at the end of the week, although the confidence in those weather models remains lower at this point. Glacier National Park had to close down the alpine sections of the Going to the Sun Road Sunday afternoon because of the storm. The closure stretched from Avalanche to Jackson Glacier Overlook and came as the Weather Service was warning of prolonged rain and heavy snowfall in the area. The officials say the rain is creating the possibility of some slides up there. They're going to be reevaluating conditions. Park officials will take a look at that. And for the latest updates, you can text GNP Roads to 333-111 or visit the park's website. A massive new U.S. Forest Service proposal igniting a new debate across the Northern Rockies over logging. Last week, the agency announced an emergency salvage plan to address windstorm damage affecting more than 5 million acres of federal land in Montana and Idaho. According to a report from the Daily Montana, the Forest Service says the move is necessary to manage trees down by storms in late 2025 and earlier this year. The agency warns the fallen trees are prime breeding grounds for wood-boring insects and bark beetles, which could threaten the health of the remaining forest and lead to fire damage. However, conservation groups are pushing back hard. Critics argue the plan is rushed, citing a brief one-week public comment period and the bypass of standard environmental review processes. The Center for Biological Diversity has labeled the proposal environmental plundering, accusing the federal government of using the storms as a pretext for large-scale commercial logging. This is the Montana State News Network.